shit.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dungeons & Dragons, the Torchbearer Academy arc.
Hey.
Yep.
And you're finally back to Torchbearer Academy.
Finally.
Indeed.
Or at least it is within view. Elor.
Huh.
Where are you in the march?
I don't know. Pulling my horse.
So are you in the rear?
Sure. I'll be in the rear.
Like, very good.
If that's where you want me.
Roll a dexterity save.
That's a 10.
Okay. You feel something hit your neck.
Damn it.
Feels like a pebble.
A pebble? Wasn't a needle, was it?
You look over in the direction that it came, and you see a familiar-looking elf.
Damn it.
Who is signaling you over.
Be great if you
but trying to hide himself from at least one member of your party.
From at least one. What?
Well, you can't tell, but he's not coming out, and he talked to all you guys before. But Gutspiller's here this time. He's the only difference.
Okay. I'm pulling my horse. I can't sneak away with a horse. It's going to be easy to do.
You can go take a leak.
Elves don't do that.
Elor, what's bother? What's wrong?
Nothing. No.
He's not bothered.
Weird way to respond.
You just keep walking?
I'm waving like this.
Okay.
And do this.
All right. Okay. You continue walking. And you find yourselves yet again in the familiar setting. You're scheduled for classes in an hour.
Jeez.
Scheduled for class in an hour.
There's no time to waste.
Have we been scheduled this whole time? We've been missing class?
It's a long weekend.
Well, you've been missing some classes, yeah.
Think of the advantage we have to study halls.
We have to... Is there a stable?
Yeah.
I'm going to stable my horse somewhere.
Okay.
Stable this fine steed. That's my first task. And then we need to take Resplendent to the professor. That was the whole reason we left. It was because Resplendent got taken by weird ghosty things.
Yep. I was going to go to Vish.
All right, so you're all heading back to Vish after
blood orbs.
Park your horse.
Hey, park my horse somewhere safe.
Parallel park. Welcome back. How'd it go?
Yeah, we had a great adventure, Professor.
Rezzy!
We got Rezzy back.
Ah, Rezzy. Very good.
We liberated people. We
stopped slavery.
The wound.
We healed the land. We got all this money. Pretty much.
We got all this money. Perhaps not
telling
you about
that.
Any more
we quit?
Incidents, Volcom?
No.
Good. Good, good, good.
In fact, we recovered two of the spirits in these.
Yes. Very good. We can start examining these. It'll bring us closer to a cure, I think. Well,
we did run into a rather large chap that had these, and we bring out, covered in the cloth, the lance... Pieces of the lance, I think.
And we even had the shield, too, right?
Yeah.
Yes, the shield of missile attraction.
I also lost a dear friend.
I'm right here.
No. A friend. My dog, yeah. He died.
He died in battle.
He died in battle protecting us, and I'm on a quest. I have some of his DNA right here. I'm wearing it around my neck to revive him. So I want to talk to you about if that could be done or if you know what direction you could point me.
I see. Very good. That's a lot to take in. Seems like you've been rather busy. Rezzy, how is she? Was she injured?
No. She. We had some complications with a rude woman.
Kyleth.
Yes. Tork had different views of handling her.
And she pissed me off. I threw her in a hole. She flew out of it. Didn't see that coming.
No. None of us did. But Rezzy has gone through some confusion, but chose to return with us.
So you defeated the obsidian dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Who was he working for?
The dragon?
He was working for anyone. He was...
He was under the influence of a substance that was procured from...
Now, he's referring to the writer.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He was working for the Mountain King.
For the Mountain King.
Mountain King. And was this Kyleth working with him as well?
She was contracted to work for him.
They were creating weapons out of this maw.
He was providing her slaves, and she was providing him these black daggers.
blight weapons, is what they called them.
I see. Yes, the Mountain King has always been searching for ways to increase his power, new weapons, through magic or Mao metal. Very interesting, very concerning as well, that it was this close and we didn't know anything about it. Well, I will look at this javelin. I'll see if I can determine what exactly it does. From what you describe, it is the most powerful weapon.
Incredibly so. We also have this shield. Seems to be cursed in some way.
Okay. Can look at that as well. I will also take your blood balls and examine them.
Not yours, talk.
Orbs.
I have much to do, but it seems like you should take a moment to rest before you get back to classes.
Yep.
Yes.
What direction can you point me in for my quest for Mercury?
Well, bringing things back from the dead is not an easy task. It's not one that I'm well versed in. It has been done. I would suggest starting in the library.
The library. Okay. I want to do that immediately.
Head straight to the library?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
None of these fools want to do.
I'm going to head back towards where my elf friend was and see if he's still waiting.
Okay.
Torque's going to go get some rest.
As am I.
Are you going to go to any classes today, or are you just resting for today? I'm going to hit up classes tomorrow.
Are we still with the professor?
Sure.
Professor, given such this long journey we had, perhaps we can continue our classes tomorrow after some rest?
Your time is your own. Use it as best you think.
But how will our marks fare?
I wouldn't worry about those. Okay. It was a very impressive endeavor, all of you. I'll get further debriefed.
From Gutspiller. Mm-hmm. He was there. He saw lots of things.
Okay.
Very good.
He turns into a horse. So do I, but...
Good. I hope you learned a lot. Can't wait to hear more. In fact, you'll be giving a presentation on it tomorrow.
A what? A presentation on the journey?
About the lessons learned, if you will. Your companions are back from their journey as well. And will also be giving a lecture.
Where is it?
Companion?
Where'd you put it?
Who?
What companions?
Who?
Who?
The other team?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Classmates.
Our exam partners.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear what they did.
Yeah, see if they freed enslaved people and healed the land.
Together, we were rubbing the backs of swimsuit models.
Damn it! The town is back that way. Well, then I guess I'm not going to go to class today. I'm going to prepare for a thing, but first I got to go see Adeline.
All right. We'll start with that. So Adeline finds you. He runs up. Mm-hmm. He embraces you.
Hello, Adeline.
Oh, I thought I had lost you again.
No, the journey took longer than expected. Many dangers, the dragon, giant demon, but we cast it back into the maw, at least the head. Yeah, it's very confusing.
Yes, yes. Is the scroll well?
I check my sack. One, to make sure it's in good condition. Two, to make sure I still have it, that he didn't somehow sneak it from me or something.
It's still there.
All right. Yes, I have it right here.
Good, good. I've been doing research. I think I've gathered all the ingredients we need but one.
Okay.
I can't figure it out. Something, the heart of a creature of fur, horn, and scale.
Like a chimera creature? Can I roll like a nature or something to kind of think about like creatures that I know?
Yes. This would be Arcana.
Arcana?
Yeah.
Not a creature of nature. Damn! 14.
It does sound like a chimera.
Good, this is my natural knowledge.
A creature with goat head, dragon, and lion. Wings. Usually breathes fire.
Require its heart. If we need a chimera, it might be a difficult task. Do I know where any are? Are they from in this area at all?
Well, you could ask around or look in the library.
All right.
You haven't seen any, but they don't exactly go parading around.
I can try to use the school's resources to see where such a beast may reside.
Good. We're already further along than I was. At least now we know what we're dealing with.
How have you been otherwise? You've been hiding here?
Gathering the ingredients. Some of them were not quite so easy to gather. I had to go into the Fartide Forest.
Oh, I've been there. Did you see a troll?
I did.
Is his name...
Bo?
Baup! Baup!
I did not get his name. I avoided him, as I do most trolls.
We had a nice dinner together.
Very good. Very good. Perhaps we shall have one when all this is over.
Perhaps, yes. All right, well, I'll search and see what I can find of the Chimera.
Very good. See you soon.
Yes, you too. I guess I'll head towards the library, maybe, and see if I can learn something there.
All right, you join Thane in the library. So you can use Investigation, you can use Religion, or you can use Arcana to try and find information about these things.
Okay, can I talk to the librarian?
Sure.
Where is she?
He?
Isn't she invisible?
He is invisible, yes.
Thane, have you seen the librarian?
No, actually, I have not seen the librarian.
Hello? Hello?
Tap on the shoulder.
Sweet gray-haired woman.
Goodness.
Used to be on the council, and now she's just a librarian.
Yes, yes.
Hello. I was looking for books on creatures. Animals.
A little more specific, perhaps?
Maybe more...
It's a large library.
Arcane nature. Perhaps, I'm interested in chimeras.
Chimera. Yes, yes, we have some books about those type of things. Anything in particular? The history of them, the... biology, mating habits.
I mean, all that could be interesting. Things like that. You know, are they even from around this area? Or are they from more of a fae?
I wouldn't be the best person to ask. I don't leave the library much. But I can get you some books on their nature.
I didn't notice you were here. Yes, if I could find some of those, I'd like to look into that, please.
And you?
Yes, I'm how you doing? I'm here because the headmaster told me to come here to research sort of weird topic. Maybe you know something about it. I'm trying to resurrect not a person, my blank dog passed away in combat defending me.
Okay, was this?
I know it can be done, but you know
he was turned into sludge.
Yeah.
Very good. Was this dog a summoned creature? Or...
No, it was a blank dog, just a. Dog I found in a forest on an assignment.
That would be much more tricky. Okay. Well, there's no spells here in the library, but I can lead you to some books. Usually that is a gift granted by the gods to some of their most faithful and powerful servants.
Okay. Well, I'm a very devout guy.
Then.
Well, who is your god?
That will help.
Perhaps they could... Your gods? I don't really follow a religion. I believe in the nature and the wild.
Worship is dead.
Nowadays, that's a religion, too.
True. And there are some gods in the world that are over that, but...
Okay, so what do you recommend I do?
He directs you to some books. There's books about famous resurrections in the past.
Okay.
It seems like a variety of gods are capable of granting the boon.
Okay.
So it's not set to just one. But it usually is something that is only granted after, like, some sort of tremendous sacrifice or duty or task done for the deity.
Tremendous duty.
Okay.
Go to sleep.
What's my next step? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, it might be good to talk to others in your order. Or of higher rank. They might know something.
Alright.
Is your god currently one that has been known to have resurrections?
Not really. They frown on the type of thing.
Oh. So you'll have to change religion?
No. They just don't emphasize the importance of bringing back things that are past. They move forward. I'm not saying it can't be done. But like Jocasta Null said, you know, I should talk to a higher up.
Do you know where there's more members of your order?
Yes.
Is it far? We could all travel together. That way it's safer.
I don't know about that yet.
All right.
But maybe.
I guess since I'm not a friend.
No, it's not that. That's not what I mean. There are rules.
It's a secret handshake. One of those things.
Did you find any research for you?
I'm just looking into animals.
Okay.
Maybe helpful in some of my powers and stuff that I have.
Okay.
Different animal research. I wish one day to fly.
I wish you would fly one day too.
Fly away. But you're not here.
Well, I'm hoping if you learn how to do that. I'm hoping if you learn to do that, maybe with maybe some abilities that we might acquire, we can work together.
Yeah, could be nice.
Heck yeah.
Right now I like my bear, and my rat is batting 100.
And your spider.
And the spider is not so good. He didn't grapple very well. I have to work on him.
Well, this has been enlightening. I think I'm going to run a couple errands, and then, honestly, I'm going to go rest.
Yes,
I'll probably see you back in the dorm.
I'll be back there shortly.
All right, great, man.
So here's what you learned about chimeras. Okay. So they were created after humans summoned a demon to this world. They were created in the aftermath of that. They were gifted with a demonic cruelty and serve as a grim reminder of what happens when demon princes find their way to the material plane. A typical specimen has the hindquarters of a large goat, the forequarters of a lion, leathery wings of a dragon, along with the heads of all three creatures. They like to strike by surprise, but because of their incredible cruelty, they like to leave their victims just on the brink of death for hours before they finish them off and devour them.
That's not fun at all.
Because of their dragon nature, it is possible to communicate with them. And they have been known to succumb to flattery and gifts. Although it's somewhat rare.
Flattery and gifts is interesting. However, I'm trying to steal his heart. Probably not a good idea.
Be a mighty gift.
Does any of this have any information on maybe like locale? Or does anything say like, is there a place they typically reside or things they like? Or...
Well, it usually depends on the color of the dragon. Usually they reside in the same sort of environments that they are. So green
black
ones.
Black dragon wings are going to be swampies, and green ones are going to be foresties, and usually blue ones are going to be watery. All right, so I could find them anywhere. They could be literally anywhere. Take this into account. And I feel like maybe I need a little rest.
Okay.
Make sure I have full health and everything, too. Figure out where the heck chimeras could be.
Great to finally be back home. I missed it. It's safer here. Except when Vulcan releases things everywhere. It wasn't so safe.
No, it wasn't. You were asleep during that. I was running as a kitty cat.
Oh, that was you.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Talk was running around or something. I don't know what he was doing. Right, Talk? Talk?
Ah, yes.
And Volcom did his thing.
Oh, when terrible. He does his thing, it's so good.
No, terrible.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
Where were you during that anyway? We never talked about that. Volcom was going all crazy. I was trying to save Rezzy. What were you doing?
He's on a date.
I was... What? On a date?
Yes. Yeah. With Mika.
Mika?
Mika, yeah. Who, I'm probably gonna go check on her, actually, to make sure that our companions...
Hey, the one with the big weapons?
Yes.
Tracks of land?
So, what sort of games do we get to play now that I'm back?
Perhaps there's like a chess club here.
Have you heard of Pandemic?
What games do you like, Rezzy?
Well, I don't know. You guys seem to go and play games where you sit and watch people talk.
Oh, it's so boring. Although I learned
a lot. Class? That's what she's talking about?
It's class.
It's not very fun.
It's
not a game.
I don't know if I tell her that. Don't we want her to do classes?
Oh.
Yeah.
Taught and stuff. Don't
well,
take.
You didn't argue with me. Like, no, it's not the fun.
No, the classes aren't boring. We're here to learn and to become better heroes. It's actually quite fun.
You did learn about the weasel stuff there.
The weasel stuff came through.
What else have you learned?
I've learned a lot.
Like weasel stuff.
I learned about weasels and bullets and different animals and how to slay them whenever they come at you.
I learned some things from Lady Kylan. That was fun.
See?
What did you learn?
Hmm?
What did you learn?
How to use my powers. Mm. You want to see?
Not right now.
Oh, okay.
You could probably learn how to use your powers here, even more than from Lady Kyla.
We do have that room that we can use our powers in, right? Yeah. The training room.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, what's it called?
But you're not allowed to use your powers outside of it.
Oh, that's sad. So confused, though.
Be like a training room.
You guys seem to be upset when I used them before.
We just want to make sure you're using them at the right time and in the right way.
When's the right time?
Well, you will learn the longer you're with us the right time. But until then,
just... So whenever Vulcan starts going pew 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 pew!
Yes, you could stop him doing that.
Yeah. As we spend more time together, your judgment will develop.
I wonder if you
and
can...
your... Go ahead.
Control the weird things coming out of Vulcan. And not just the smells.
His friends?
Yes, all those things. That could be interesting. Yeah. Perhaps it'd be an easier way to catch them. I don't know if they follow the same rules as people.
Maybe that could be something that Headmaster Vish could discuss with Resident.
Mm. Don't you have that one guy on your shoulder somewhere? The fireball dude. Him! What if we go to the training room and have her try to control him?
I don't think he would appreciate that.
Well...
I'm already controlling him enough.
Yes, I suppose. You're not controlling the others. He's not.
No, he's not.
So you guys want to get to sleep?
I want to check on Mika and maybe the other companions, because they just got back. So I'll hold up and resting for a little bit.
Rezzy, I think I'm going to prepare for bed. I'm going to retire.
Ah, good idea.
I still have your bed right here.
It's been a long flight.
Look, it's all comfy still.
Ah. She goes and just sort of falls over.
Thunk. Immediately.
Her snores are in tune with Torx.
I hang my cloak up.
They are nice.
Give it a good pat.
Okay.
I'll lay down.
Torx fell asleep with all of his clothes still on.
Very good.
You were asleep, you woke up, you talked, you fell like asleep.
Yep.
Like real life.
All right, then. You find your classmates in the courtyard.
Okay.
They're all together, but they're all kind of off separately. You see Mika, she seems to be doing some sort of kata with her spear.
Yeah, just developing her.
Oh, cool, thanks.
I don't know if you've met the others and gotten their names or not, but...
I know of them, but give me the names.
Sure.
Yes.
Sifa and Sophia.
Sophia? There's the
Harrison.
Harrison Ford, yeah.
Silver Soul.
Chirp is taking a bath.
Oh, Harrison, Chip, okay.
Yeah. Is Chirp taking like a bath?
He's taking a bath in the fountain.
So it's Chip, it's Chirp.
Chirp.
Okay.
Yeah. Sophia seems to be reading a book of some kind. And Harrison seems to be strumming on his instrument.
Okay, not a flute. Okay, you know, I walk through, you know, I give everyone a friendly nod.
Okay.
And
they all look like there's a lot on their mind.
Okay.
Like they've experienced a lot in the last few days.
Okay, since maybe before I get to the Mika, I had to pass by maybe Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I approach him and I try to be warm and friendly and say, you know, it's good to see you guys back in one piece. You know, I tell him a little bit about our journey. I ask him how his is.
Well, he mentions that they went off to go and help a lord.
Okay.
Who had put out word that he needed help rescuing his daughter that was taken by a vampire.
Oh, okay.
And they had gone to the vampire's castle, and faced death many times. It was his first time facing death like that.
Okay.
They were able to succeed, but not in the way they thought.
Okay. Maybe I don't want him to elaborate on that quite yet, if I get to know him more. Or maybe Mitchell will tell
probably
me tomorrow
morning.
Probably
going to be some kind of presentation.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, either way, it's good to see you back. And I shake his hand. Yeah, I mean, I just try to be warm and friendly, you know, but not, you know, over-anxious or over-eager.
You'll have to tell me more of your tale a little later. I'll try to compose something for it. I think it will be some time before I can write about my own.
I understand that. Okay, I see Meek over there.
Mm-hmm.
I walk over confidently, but not too arrogantly.
Okay.
I just say, hey, it's been a while. It's great to see you, that you're back in one piece. I regurgitate some of the fluff I gave Harrison. Tell her a little bit about it, but most of all, I'm really curious.
Draw your sword and talk as
we
spar.
Are we going to do this right now? Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Shh.
Okay.
You got a new sword, too.
Yeah.
It's a great sword.
Go ahead and roll an attack roll.
Okay. 9
Okay. Plus?
Plus. 8. 17.
And attack again.
And that's, yeah, I'm gonna do it with the first one.
Okay.
Okay.
Two. All right, so your first attack misses.
Okay.
I'm just reversing the order for narrative purposes.
Okay.
But the second one catches her off guard.
Okay.
You can see that she's a little off her game, and she looks at you kind of surprised.
What's wrong with you? Confidence shaken?
It's been a long few days, but you seem to have improved greatly since we worked last together.
Honestly, I just have a great team and I've been able to get a lot of rest. It sounds like something that would benefit you.
Yeah, we need a few days rest. It's been a hard few days.
What happened?
Well, there were many things in that castle I've never seen anything like before.
Okay.
It wasn't quite a dragon, but there were just horrors of things that had happened to people that just made me want to recommit myself to protect the weak.
Okay.
To make it so that evil with strength can't buckle them to their will.
Well, hey, I admire that. I'm here however you need me. If you want to spar, or if you want to talk, I think you should get some rest.
I think we should spar. It looks like you have a thing or two to teach me.
Okay, let's do it. Unless it's bad, but I'm not gonna do it for this game.
I think that'll be it for today, but let's get together tomorrow.
Okay, we should. Let's do it. Question outside of narrative. I didn't give her the Lunas flower yet, have I?
No.
Okay, I'll wait.
Okay. Vulcan, anything before bed?
Have classes passed?
No.
I lay down for a while, but I become agitated. Okay. Decide to go to classes.
All right. You head to the illusion class, and there's talk about the different ways illusions are made and like how to see past them, like how to notice that something is off. Normally you look for things like it wouldn't necessarily show like the damage that might be expected for lower level illusions. So if you try to scratch something, a scratch might not appear. That's your big takeaway.
Okay.
The next day, the first thing that you have to do is go to class and give a sort of presentation as to your adventure and lessons that you took away. The other team goes first. Harrison is up there. They're all up there presenting. Harrison does most of the talking. He reiterates what Thane already knows, that their mission was to rescue the daughter of a lord who was kidnapped by a vampire, taken to his castle. He says, lesson number one, to be stealthy, you must hide for more than just sight. Chirp here opened a chest that sprayed him with like a perfume, and it made it impossible for him to escape some hounds later.
Jeez.
Mm. Lesson two, when possible, go around rather than through. They found themselves in a room filled with dancing ghosts. They were able to get across by swinging across the chandeliers over top.
Okay.
And able to avoid them. Lesson three, and he sort of pauses for a moment before he goes into this one. Sometimes you need to choose the lesser evil. It turned out the vampire and the lord's daughter were in love. The lord intended to sacrifice her to a demon for power. They teamed together with a vampire and slew the lord.
Okay.
Was this a mission that they went on? Like, we went on our mission. It started to go get Rezzy, but did they contact the school and they sent that group to help him, or how did they get on that mission?
Sure. The school was not contacted directly. Mm-hmm. It seems like Vish assigned it to them.
Gotcha.
And it's not really clear how he did that.
Okay.
Yeah, ours seemed to come out of necessity.
Yeah.
Of like things we've done already on a mission.
Well, we're looking for Rezzy and then
All
this stuff.
But Vish is also here. He's listening.
Okay.
He's sort of nodding his head.
Okay.
Seeing to approve of the lessons that they learned from this, as if it's what he planned all along.
Is it our turn now?
Yeah. It's your turn.
Should rehearse this last night. We'll go up as a group, right?
Yeah.
Like they did? Okay.
Well, we first started out to save our friend, and things grew into much more than we anticipated. One of the big lessons we learned were not to believe everything. There was a dragon that we managed to turn ally that helped us battle against a greater evil.
Yeah.
And everyone said that this dragon was evil, and there was, he would know, but we managed to be able to assist him and heal him, so perhaps maybe looks can be deceiving, and you can find allies even in non-obvious situations.
In unlikelies.
Yes. Yes, Volk.
I was confronted with a decision and gave in to my inner rage. Probably not the best decision or the best choice I could have made, but I at least feel like I was true to myself And I had a team around me to back me up and fill in the spots that I probably didn't see because I was so full of my own rage. But I felt like, at the very least, the people who were being hurt and being enslaved, they can go out and make their choices, whether those choices are right or wrong.
Backing up what Elor said, judging creatures from what they're known by, it's not always the right way to do things. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, you know, and this dragon died helping to save us. Unfortunately, most of you guys probably know that my dog Mercury passed away, so, you know, but that's a part of how things go. You have to rely on your team. He sacrificed himself for us, and now I'm going on a mission to see if I can even revive him. So the big thing, what Torque was talking about was, even if you don't agree with the play, you gotta back your teammates. So you gotta trust the people around you.
I learned that even though there's opportunity to complete a mission, sometimes you need to take a step back and look at the bigger picture before proceeding. We were faced with an opportunity to kill a king of lizard folk, but we took the opportunity to regroup and to free an enemy of theirs, which later turned into a friend of ours. And we got some good advice from him and from our professor, Gutspiller. We returned and dealt with them handily, but I believe if we had not done so, we would have died.
And also with that, one other lesson would have been, I believe misdirection can be key. We were being chased by quite a few lizard folk, and I think had it not been for some misdirection in trying to lead them astray, they would have caught some, if not all, of our group, and it was another big danger we had to hurdle.
Also, there's opportunities around every corner. Not only did freeing people help use them as resources for other things like, you know, entering into the dragon's lair. But also, we befriended a very mighty king, and we are all now knights of Borlock.
There's a chuckle.
We are knights.
Professor Valley is the one teaching this class. Yeah. You haven't really interacted with him much before.
Mm-hmm.
But he deals with things like, the main thing is ethics.
Ethics, okay.
But also some things like civics and law as well. He asks a question of what decision that you made you regret the most?
For me, probably stepping into battle ill-prepared and without being aware of our surroundings. We got into a very tight spot after battling a very hard battle against some lizard folk and stumbled upon another group, and they overran us and we had to retreat. So if I definitely got the sense that I had been more focused on what was around me than what was in front of me, that would not have happened.
Honestly, probably leaning a lot on my blink dog Mercury, when he's so willing and eager to jump into battle. Even when he wasn't completely prepared for it, he didn't care. So maybe, you know, if I had the chance to go back and be more prepared and make sure he's more prepared, I would have done that.
Not being fully prepared for my test, it allowed powers that were not fully under my control to escape and manipulate and mistreat people.
Nothing, I did a great job.
He really did.
Harrison asks if this was your first time facing death, how did it feel and how did you overcome the fear?
There was some moments that it was just instinct, we just went. Like with this great knight. Like he was trying to escape. I felt that we had to stop him and we charged in. But then there were some other moments where we were unsure of what was gonna happen, that it was much scarier and we chose to retreat and regroup, where I feel like we all feared death at that moment. So some of it was just a matter, I think, of thinking out our options and trying to plan ahead.
Yeah, it wasn't my first time facing death, but it does make it less scary anyways. So just like what they teach us here, before you go off on a mission, make sure everything's okay with everything at home, which in this case would be maybe our friends or our teachers, and nothing lingering. So I think every time before I go into a battle where I know it's going to be dangerous, I don't have something, I don't have bad blood between someone back here, you know, people that I care about. You know, I'm always, I don't want to die, but I feel like I'm always prepared to die. And, you know, and every time I'm victorious, I'm just thankful. I take it day by day. I think either now or 20 years from now, when I'm facing death, it'll be just as scary then. And that's okay.
Growing up in the slave mines like I did, death was a very real and inevitable fate for us all. But when I met the Mountain King's lance-wielding enforcer, death was secondary to justice. And I cared not for, you know, I wasn't afraid of death at that point. I was more afraid of letting him go and do what they did to me, to others.
You have to know that what we're doing is the right thing. You know what I mean? And I think it helps if you do die, knowing that you die for something bigger than yourself. That's why if we're all sitting here, you gotta be sure this is what you want to do.
Professor Valley goes up to start a lecture. He has your team versus the other team basically debate an issue. So the issue is, after a shipwreck, 30 people have survived and climbed into a lifeboat made to hold 10. A man kills the 20 weakest people, and the remaining 10 were able to survive by rowing eventually to shore. Is the man guilty of murder? Which side do you want to defend?
I think it's a black and white way to look at that anyways.
That's the point. Which side do we want to be on?
Which side, guys?
I would say that if he were not willing to take the place of one of the 20, then yes.
Which side are we taking?
We're not doing the debate yet. We got to pick what side.
Which side are we taking? Yeah. We take one side.
Yes,
yeah, we don't have enough facts, do we? To take a side.
Which side do we take?
I would say we do the murderer side.
That he is a murderer?
Yeah. Guilty side?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now you can say what you're going to say, Colin.
Yeah, what I said. If he were not willing to take his own place among the 20 which needed to die, then yes, he was, because he was acting from a selfish point of view.
Yeah, did they do the lottery or anything?
Harrison says, as a counterpoint, he says, but he was the strongest one there. He knew navigation. He could row the best. He killed the weakest because they could not pull their weight. If he had not done what he had done, they all would have died.
I would say that all that is true, and that if he is that strong and able to make those decisions, then he should be comfortable with having the label of murderer, because the murderer did what no one else could do.
Chirp said, sometimes you have to choose the lesser evil, and people shouldn't necessarily be punished when there is no good solution.
But they also shouldn't skirt responsibility. And part of that responsibility is to be what you are.
What would the responsibility be if all murderers are sentenced to death under the law?
Well, just because he's labeled a murderer doesn't... We're not deciding his punishment now.
Well, you're deciding whether he's guilty or innocent.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's guilty, the idea would be that he's killed for what he did.
If he had done nothing and all of them had died,
mm-hmm.
who would have been responsible then?
The boat crashing.
Boat crashing?
Well, I think you're saying because he was able and he could have done something.
Yes, but, yeah.
And no one else could do anything. Then he'd be responsible for all those people dying.
Yeah. Would not he then be more responsible?
You don't...
I want to take that side.
Yeah.
But we jumped into the murder thing.
I mean, I would say that, you know, when it comes to that kind of thing, like, if he's the person to take the hard decision, then he should also equally be the person that takes the consequences of that decision. You know, like, if, you know, you don't try something for something they didn't do. You try something people for what they did do. That's why we don't say somebody is guilty and innocent. We say they're guilty or not guilty.
Well, true, but have you yourselves not taken lives?
We have taken lives, but those people had choices, whereas people that he saved or didn't save didn't have a choice.
But you're not guilty under the law for the lives that you've taken to save others.
Yes.
What's the difference with him?
No one we killed was innocent.
And no one we killed was... trapped in a situation where they didn't have a choice to get out.
How can you prove the innocence of a life, especially one that's now dead?
What placed them there? Why are they there? The people that we killed had the choice of of enslaving these people, of getting the benefits from it, getting paid for it. If they were at all upset with their lot in life, they could have made other choices if they weren't there. Whereas the people that passed away in the boat, no choice landed them there in which they were to be punished like that.
What would you have done?
Probably be a murderer.
Definitely. Honestly, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's the only choice to make.
I would have turned into a water creature and gotten us out of, more people out of there.
That's a good way to get to the debate. Like, I would be a murderer.
I'm trying to think what I want to say, because I was probably on the other side of it all.
Definitely.
Well, that's not the point of debate, though, right?
We can choose what side we want to be on.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to think what to say, because I would have chosen the other side. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to think of what my argument is for this side.
So if he does have to live with the weight of those murders, how should society punish him?
Being guilty of murder with the recommendation that this punishment has already been served. Honestly, like having to take those lives and make the hard choice. And yes, he's a murderer and he can't vote now, but I think punishment has been served. And I think it's a good way to put it.
Yeah, he's going to have to live with the guilt of the people that died and their families, knowing that he made a hard decision. And I mean, you can't get away from that kind of guilt.
I think we agree.
So he's already being punished, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
But he is labeled as a murderer.
I think we agree.
Yeah.
Guilt.
This kind of things happen where people are guilty, but it's like time served. Or sometimes it's just like, 2 months in jail. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like a really bad crime. But because of circumstances, like he had no choice and everyone would die anyways. He made the hard choice and he's a murderer, but because we know he had to make a hard choice and there was no other choice except certain death, he's a murderer, but, his punishment is being served now as he lives his life.
I guess the question I have is, would he be considered a murderer if he made himself the last of the 20? Like, if he wasn't one of the survivors? Like, how would people look at him then?
So this was a ship. Was there a captain? Did the captain already die of the original ship?
Yes. Okay. He went down with the ship.
And so he was just a passenger. Just a highly skilled passenger.
Well, he was one of the crew.
Maybe. He's one of the crew.
It's not really
specified. Was he the highest ranking member of the crew? Because if that's the case, then he would be number one, and he would have to make the decisions. And I think he would have less responsibility to be tried, I guess. You know what I mean? Because captains will do that, and he would be the captain at that point. But if he was just some guy and he mutinied or something and started killing people, you know what I mean? Without thinking about it or everything else. Because if that was the case, if he was like the captain, if he was the highest ranking guy, then he could maybe create some kind of lottery.
I guess some of this I'd like information on is like what members were killed. Were they elderly, children?
Yeah, did he just
women?
Start like killing the women and children because they were the weakest? You know what I mean?
Like, is that how he went about it? Children would take up less space. Perhaps you could have a child and a person on board. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the members he killed also would dictate kind of how he is looked at as being a murderer or not.
Yeah. What decisions he made to justify the killing of those 20 people fall more heavily on his guilt than the fact that he killed them, I think.
Dude, do we have testimony here?
If it were a prison ship.
This is an exercise.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the trolley problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it were a prison ship and he killed the 20 prisoners who were destined to die anyway, that heavily swings it in the opposite.
It is so circumstantial.
Yeah.
Mika says, I think we both agree that guilt is punishment enough. Did we ever say what you guys got when you leveled up to 5th level on camera?
No.
I don't even say on camera, no.
We should do that.
All right, so we're level 5 now, right? Mm-hmm. After we get back, we have class, level up.
Yeah, I'm level 5. I've gone up to now, I can rage. When I rage, I have another bonus attack, so I have 3 attacks I can do at once.
I gained an extra cantrip, which I think I was supposed to gain last level, but I didn't. I gained it now. I also have level 3 spell slots now.
Yep.
That I can utilize.
And everyone's proficiency bonus went up by 1,
yes.
Which increases the skills and everything else.
And I guess I should say, I actually got a bonus on my normal attack. Now when I rage, I can do 3. Mm-hmm. So I can do 2 normal, 3 1 raging.
I have also, obviously, at level 5, I have 6 spell slots, 2, which are level 2. When I do a basic attack, melee attack now, I can actually perform 2 attacks. I've got some really awesome equipment, like this amazing lightning sword, which has a limited amount of charges.
I gained another invocation. Mm-hmm. I gained another spell slot. Not spell slot.
What did you take as your invocation?
Eldritch Sight.
Okay.
I still only have 2 spell slots, but I gain another spell.
What's your guys' maximum hit points?
38.
41.
Mine's 49.
43.
And off camera, we were talking about what kind of classes and how you would want to better your characters.
Yes.
You two chose stealth, right? Allure and Volcom. Thane chose survival, and you chose acrobatics.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to have your first class with those. Your guys' task.
Wait, I want to do stealth.
You have to, together, open that. So I can't hear it.
Whoa.
Now, hang on. Let me pass out the rest before you start.
Damn.
Thane, you need to identify... I'm going to give you some pictures of some poisonous and non-poisonous berries.
Okay.
I'm going to take that away, and you need to identify them. And... Torque.
Do you have to get a chip out?
Yes.
And eat it.
You want to eat it without
you
hearing?
No, you don't have to eat it.
Damn it!
Just get a small one and put it in
and
your
let
mouth.
It sit there.
You're both working together. You need to open this.
See, normally I get flashcards.
I gotta open this?
I do it like a million times.
You don't need to use much force.
Oh my gosh. That's ridiculous.
Alright. Stealth. Go.
Is this enough?
He'll be the judge.
I don't fucking think anyone can do this.
He'll be the judge.
There's a way to do it.
Have you done it?
I know how to do it.
What are the exact directions?
I need to not hear them getting a chip.
Do it! Does this work? Is that a rule? Can I do that?
You can do anything you want.
The professor doesn't stop you.
Shit. I am opening this bag of chips right now.
I don't hear you do that. Do you say something else?
I'm going to take a picture of this on my phone.
Good. You passed.
Eat it.
The lesson is it's not always about being quiet. It's just about...
concealing.
Yeah, concealing.
Want one? No.
Hey, that was some... I'm just saying.
How's it going, Torque?
You said not to put much force on it.
It doesn't take much force.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell that these two are connected because they share a piece back here. These two are connected because they share a piece back here. So, you know, logic dictates that you can just lift them and they'll come apart into two pieces. But they seem to be locked somehow. So, looking at it and... it seems like there's some kind of pin from here to here, whereas I don't see a pin there. It's not coming along at all.
Tell me when you're ready, Thane.
I'm doing edible and inedible, right?
Yep. There's one that you can eat and one that is poisonous. I thought about bringing the actual things, but...
Man, what if someone took medicine?
Right?
I'm going...
intimidation!
Sew this up!
If you want a hint, you can have one, but you'll get lower marks.
Me? Or him?
Anyone.
Well, they pulled some Scott Devlin, so I'm gonna pull some too.
Yay! Tell the class how you solved it.
I just pulled it a bunch, and then eventually... no. Well, I mean, I could tell that there was a lever in here, and that it seemed to be moving, so I just kept rotating it, thinking that maybe, because I could hear it, maybe the lever inside would move, and it eventually did.
Do you want to show how you're supposed to
see it? But I do want to see how you're supposed to do it.
Okay. It's hard to put back together, so take me a second.
These are actually from my parents' house, I think. Pokeberries.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah, if you spin it.
If you spin it.
Do it.
That's cool.
In theory.
Like, I wish you would be like...
Yeah.
Maybe you spin the wrong way.
Maybe.
Oh, there we go, yeah. Now, I could tell there was something moving back and forth, but I kind of just moved it around until I felt it come out. But I think a lot of it was luck.
That's okay. You ready?
I think so. Can I keep these?
Nope.
Okay.
Can't look anything up either.
You can't.
Nope.
You spent so much time trying to trick the system. You didn't study anything.
These are good. These are bad.
Yep. Good job.
All right.
Any more?
No, that's it. That's all you have to do.
Good job.
What was my hint?
Huh?
What was my hint going to be?
I would have said study the blue ones. And then you wouldn't have had quite
Give
so
me some
many.
More, man. I feel like I...
What would my hint have been?
I feel like I'm pretty decent at this.
What would my hint have been?
Something like the world goes round.
Hmm.
Or something.
I thought you were going to cut them all up and erase shit. I was going to put them because I think I could do it.
The first test is easy.
All right. It's going to get more difficult.
It'll be getting get more and more difficult.
All right, yeah.
Go. Give me that thing. I'll take it home with me. Remember them in the future.
That's those classes done. You all passed.
Okay.
Make a note. You're now at a class with Miss Tress. She talks about how words can have power. Obviously, if you know anything about magic, you know that words are commonly used in those. A lot of times, you will see words are particularly powerful when there's a lot of care put into them. So you'll notice rhyming words tend to have a lot of power in them. You'll see a lot of riddles used to protect things as well. So different spells that are tied on those. So we're going to work on riddles today.
Okay. Yes.
First, I'm going to give you one, and then you, as a group, are going to come up with one. State these words. Do not wait. Their number is exactly 8. At first, remove a letter to begin. Repeat, repeat, repeat again. Till only one remains. Instead of loss, you have gained. Now is 8 what once was 1. Guess the words, and you are done.
State these words, do not wait. Their number is exactly 8. At first, remove a letter to begin. Repeat, repeat, repeat again. Till only one remains. Instead of loss, you have gained. Now is 8 what once was 1. Guess the words, and now you're done.
Do not wait. And there's a number in there, which is 8. We can take away the W. But is there more stuff kind of like that? We keep taking away something?
And we take something away and repeat it 3 times?
So if we list it 8 times and remove a letter each time, at the end of that will be something else? At the 8th one? If we remove a letter each 8 times, to only one remains. Is that one word, one letter? Instead of loss, you have gained. So, that's a good hint there.
So we need the words to open up from the riddle. Their number is exactly 8. So there are exactly 8 words, right?
You can ask questions or for hints, but you'll get lower marks. Try to work it out, Bert.
Damn it. Do not wait. That was 9 letters. So I was hoping that was 8 letters. That was something.
They want us to state the words, do not wait.
But if you take away one letter of do not wait, it is 8 letters.
Yeah, so if you start with those and remove one letter.
But then it's just, oh, not wait. Repeat, repeat, repeat again. So do you repeat it 3 times?
Take one away and then repeat that and repeat that and repeat it again. That's 4 times.
Okay.
Well, it says repeat, 3 repeat, more times repeat again
till
only one remains. So then you need to say 8 words. Is it a matter of... Is it really do not wait, or is it another thing?
Maybe it's just telling you to be urgent. State these words and don't wait. Their number is exactly 8. And those are the ones that we start with. Every time I do this, it's so literal, and I'm always way off.
Yeah. Till only one remains. Instead of loss, you have gained. It's so weird.
All the words, first letters, say starting. S-T-A-R-T-I-N-G. Starting. State these words, do not wait. Their number is exactly 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, if you move one, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, it could be 7 words.
That's one angle to take it.
State
and
there
then,
at repeat.
The number is exactly 8. If you move the letter.
State there at repeat till now.
Instead of loss, you have gained. I just wonder if it's like, if that just means like, instead of losing letters, you're actually gaining words because you're lost. Letters, you know?
Or you're gaining meaning.
I want to imagine that it's not like they're scrambled each time either. So if it's a word you have, you take out a letter, you still just get a word by taking that letter out.
Yeah, you don't have to...
It's not like you got to rearrange it and make a word. Right?
That's what I was hoping. But
yeah, it'd be better.
If we do it my way, then we'd have to unscramble it. Unless
yeah.
I'm an idiot. And you just take out a letter, like a specific letter.
The thing is, like, we're... Let's just figure out what we start with. Do we start with starting? I keep looking at it now.
Stare. Yeah. You take out the T and it's staring.
Sure, but that doesn't... It's not a number, so I don't know. I mean, yeah, but I mean, so you...
It's plural words, so guess the words and you are done.
Yeah, so like the idea would be if you take out T and you get staring, and then you take out what for the next word.
Like, are you saying what or are you asking what?
Yeah, yeah. You take out, what do you take out next then if it is staring, right? Is that how you spell staring? S-T-A-R-I-N-G, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what can you take out to still make a word?
Tearing. Which T are you taking out?
Of the ting.
Yeah, so then you're staring, and then you can take the S out, and that's tearing, right? Like, tarring? Tarring.
Staring. That's not a real word, right?
Versus. String? The A, take out an A, it's string?
Yeah, that could work better, maybe.
Staring, string.
I like string better, because...
Just write them all down. But, yeah, staring, and then there's tearing, and there's also string.
You could take out the R and get sting.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's just sting. Sting and then ting.
Sing.
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 And then sin.
And then sin. And then in. And then I.
And then I.
You got it.
Starting, staring, string, sting, sing, sin, and I.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
What the hell does that mean?
Huh?
Nothing. Those are just the words.
Yeah, that's just those words. The puzzle is solved. All right.
Cool.
Oh, hell yeah.
Staring, string, sig. What's the third one?
Starting. Staring.
Staring.
String. Sting.
Woo!
Sin. Sing.
Sin.
Sing, sin, and I.
The last two, I was... Like, if I was doing that, I would not submit that, because, like, well, these last two aren't words. Or
N and I?
Just N?
I-N?
I-N.
Like, in. Inside something. In. Indoors.
You take
in
the S out. From sin.
In, out.
Okay.
Because in, and then I.
Yeah.
It's a word. Not just the letter, because you take away the I to get the N, if you just have the N letter.
Okay.
All right, you take away the N
to have I. I just wrote N. Okay, that's the problem.
Now it's your turn to write one. I'll leave. And then I'll come back.
Alrighty. Okay.
Good luck.
Are we doing one together?
Yeah.
All four of us make
exactly
one for him.
I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Text me when you need me.
Okay.
Look one up.
I'm just trying to think of like all the ones that I know, and it's like stupid stuff like.
If you need to look one up, you can.
Like what? What?
You don't
smells,
want to do that.
Like
though,
like
right?
What smells worse than it tastes?
I know it tastes.
I'm sorry.
I know it tastes better than
what
it smells.
What tastes worse than it smells?
The nose.
What tastes better than it smells?
Oh, you've changed it. I think I feel like you changed it every time.
I'm trying to think of it now.
I'm not sure.
What tastes better than
the riddle? Let's try to figure that out.
Yeah.
What? Your mouth. Your tongue.
Like, I know those kind of things.
Yeah.
But your tongue is so consequential for smell.
Like yeah, but it tastes better than it smells.
But if you were to taste someone else's.
But your smell is also, if you plug your nose up, you can't taste. You need your nose.
That's more of a riddle. Why can't I criticize so much? Jesus. What's your riddle?
I'll tell you right here in a second.
Oh, yeah, okay. I want a word that has dope meanings and stuff, too.
Yeah, I get you.
No,
I get
that's stupid. Which is faster, hot or cold?
Hot.
Why?
Short. I don't know. Is the answer right?
Because
I'm. Did I say why?
Yeah, sure. Your work. Yeah, hot because you can easily catch a cold. Forwards, I am heavy. Backwards, I am not. What am I?
So like the cold thing you could go with, but you got to change. Not make it a joke.
Well, yeah, you say like, and why?
No, you don't say and why. Like the answer's got to be cold. Like the answer is cold. But you do it in a way of like. Like, maybe something along the lines of what's something that no one ever wants to catch. You know? Like, something along those lines.
Like venereal disease.
Two in a corner, one in a room, zero in a house, but one in a shelter. What is it? Letter R.
Yeah, I was trying to think of what word you said to figure out which letter it was. What word starts with an E, ends with an E, but only has one letter?
I am the beginning of everything, the end of everywhere. I am the beginning of eternity, the end of time and space. What am I? The letter E. Yeah, that's a good one.
Mine is an envelope.
Oh.
What's a word that starts with an E, ends with an E, and only has one letter in it?
Yeah, envelope.
Envelope.
I actually really like this one for the theme of what he's talking about, like the power of words. What is so fragile that saying its name breaks it?
Silence.
Silence is a good one. That's the power of words and the power of silence. What does man love more than life, hate more than death or mortal strife? That which contented men desire, the poor have, the rich require. The miser spends, the spendthrift saves, and all men carry to their graves.
I had to look at it. I had to look at it.
Answer is nothing.
The answer is nothing?
Yeah. What do men love more than life? They don't love anything more than life. Hate more than death or mortal strife. That which content men desire. Content man desires nothing. The poor have nothing. The rich require nothing. The miser spends nothing. The spendthrift saves nothing. And yeah. All men carry to their graves.
Okay. I just really want the trick riddle. Because I know Rick and I used to look at riddles all the time. I know he loves riddles. I want something he gives up. That's what I want. I want him to give up. But I want it to be good, too. I don't want him to give up because it's stupid.
What can you hold in your left hand, but not your right hand?
What can you hold in your left hand, but not your right hand? Your right hand.
What's the answer?
Your right elbow.
Oh. Like, I can't really hold... I can't hold my right hand, you know? But I can...
No.
I can hold... Yeah. Here. Your right elbow, I guess, is the same. I mean, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
100%. I can't hold anything in my... I can't hold my right arm. Anything here down, I can't hold.
Yeah. April showers bring May flowers. What do May flowers bring?
What?
Pilgrims.
That's not a riddle.
That's a joke. I mean, the silence one is good and quick. The nothing one is interesting.
I think nothing one is harder than the silence one.
I'm pretty sure Rick knows that one, though.
The nothing one?
Yeah. Yeah, I just found the starting one.
The starting one?
Yeah.
That little bastard. Where he came with that?
David's father has three sons. Snap, Crackle, and...
David.
you
always got me.
You can see me in water, but I can never get wet. What am I?
Reflection.
Yes.
Many have heard me, yet no one has seen me. I won't speak back unless spoken to.
What?
An echo.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. But what am I?
Oh.
I don't know. It's not
digging. That picture.
What, hint?
Or an answer.
Footsteps.
This one is a pretty good, like, reversal of Rick's. I am a four-letter word. You use me now and then. Add one more letter, and I become a small body of water. Then take one from that word to become what you call your sibling. What word am I? Book, brook, bro.
book, bro?
Yeah. But that's like a reversal of his thing.
Yeah. I like this too. It wears a leather coat to keep its skins in working order. Escorts you to other realms without a magic portal.
What's that?
It's book.
I like Eric's because I think you can solve it by like writing it down and looking at it. Like, I like those. Like, the one he gave us, I like those. So you can kind of look at the information and solve it. Like, I would have got...
Want to do that?
Yeah. The other things are kind of... They require probably a little more critical thinking, and you got to think about all this other shit. But if you can actually take the information and solve with that information, that's kind of cool.
I build castles, yet tear down mountains. Make some men blind and others see. What am I? Sand.
I gave you a Star Wars question. I am something that people love or hate. I change people's appearances and thoughts. If a person takes care of themselves, I will go up even higher. To some people, I will fool them. To others, I am a mystery. Some people might want to try and hide me, but I will show. No matter how hard people try, I will never go down. Why am I?
Appearances.
Close. Age.
We just need to pick one, honestly. What one do you guys want to do that you've liked so far?
This is kind of good, but it might be easy because of one thing. Only one color, but not one size. Stuck at the bottom, yet easily flies. Present in sun, but not in rain. Doing no harm and feeling no pain. What is it? Mm-hmm. I guess the hint is present in the sun, but not in rain. Shadow.
You must first give me in order to keep it.
Your word. Love?
Yeah, your word. I like that one.
I like that one.
I like that. I like Eric's because it's...
Which one is Eric's?
It's one you can kind of solve by...
The one with bro?
Let me just go with that one.
You want to go with that
one? Yeah, this is good.
Even though it's not...
I can get...
Huh?
Which is a more serious version of that, but yes.
What must you first give in order to keep? Okay, sure. Let's do that.
Paul has been...
I heard him thumping.
But yeah, it's because I texted him and said, now, Rick.
All right, what do you got for me?
Let's This.
This one?
Mm-hmm. I wrote it. It's hard to read. Check it. Someone else write it.
That's the riddle?
Yes.
Is
say
it. Reading the riddle?
Yes.
What must you first give to me in order to keep it?
Your word.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I thought we were going with Eric's. Huh?
No, that's good. Okay. Which is what the thing was about, the power of words.
Good. I like it.
Oh, my God.
What must you first give to me in order to keep it?
You made it homework. I had something that stumped you. I want to take forever. Sit here.
I got you. Okay. Good. Good stuff. All right.
Looks like took a lot of time to do that.
Wasn't that good? You solved it instantly. I know. I said, if we don't find a good one, like, it's not going to, he's going to solve many of them instantly. The one he had, like, you would just be like, it's done.
I know a lot of riddles.
Yes, he does.
I said that too.
We did the riddles.
Maybe you guys can write one as homework if you want to try and puzzle me. It's up to you.
Which professor was this? Is this Valley or is this someone else?
No, this is
Mistress.
Mistress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I've heard that one before, but it is a good one and it fits with the theme. Very good. And good on solving mine as well. I thought it was quite the stumper.
It's pretty good.
Thane, as you're walking around, as you meet Mika,
mm-hmm.
for your training session today. Yeah. You have the session. Afterwards, she sits next to you. You're both out of breath. I heard what you talked about in the lecture. I wanted to let you know, it's something I'm still struggling with myself, but you have to learn how to let go. It makes your life difficult, shackling ghosts of the past to you as you travel through life.
What kind of ghosts do you have?
Well, like I mentioned before, my brothers in arms were all defeated, slain by a dragon that I fled from. And for a while, I went down the same path trying to figure out a way to bring them back. But now I believe that I can just honor their memories through my survival.
I'm glad the lecture meant something to you.
Yes. Pain, I think, is something that binds us all here together at this school. We've all felt it one way or another.
You have no idea. What do you think of today's training session?
I think it went well. You seem to have gotten much faster than before.
I didn't completely kick your ass like I did yesterday.
Well, a little more rested, I suppose. Maybe I should take a few days off and completely heal. But I just...
Don't take too many, because then you'll just whoop my ass.
Yeah,
You probably don't want that.
We're all able to overcome the challenges, but it just showed me how much stronger I need to be in order to fulfill my wish. So I mentioned that I want to protect people. Well, what are you doing this for?
You know, I had an answer I typed up. I was going to try to look at it earlier, and I didn't get a chance. I had a really good lie. Can you ask me that again later?
Okay.
You say this?
No. I'm talking to him as a DM.
Yeah.
I mean, the question's still being asked. You're just going to tell her to ask me again later?
Are you just, like, are you redirecting the conversation? Or are you saying, like, I just can't open up yet?
I mean, I guess I would like to say something a little more clever. Like, well, I can't tell you that yet. It'll ruin the first half of my novel. You know, something
yeah.
that I would say in real life. You know what I mean? I feel just feel weird saying it to you. I feel real weird saying it. So I would say that, yeah.
Okay.
And hopefully that'll intrigue her and make her giggle a little bit. But I'll be mysterious.
She looks a little disappointed, like she wanted to connect with you in some way.
Sometimes it's good to disappoint early on. You don't want to disappoint as you're together.
Do you give her the flower?
Say, that being said, I hope today's not completely full of disappointments because we got a good training session. I actually got you a gift. And I'll do this forever for all my girlfriends. Just the good-looking ones. I'm just kidding. Okay, so close your eyes.
Okay.
All right. Open them.
She sees it. She doesn't immediately recognize what it is.
I thought she would because then... I get that predicate on the fact that the conversation we had earlier.
Okay.
Is this red flag? It's been a while since we talked about this.
Yeah.
It's old.
It's been a little bit.
Wilted.
Yeah. She sees it and is...
instantly recognizes instead.
Where did you find it?
This old thing? Oh, I picked it up back. Don't you know? I'll tell you what. We got on our first mission. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn here. It was a hell of a thing to get, okay? And I can tell you about it more next time, since we're in a hurry. But, I just want you to have it. As soon as we had that conversation, I just kept... I hope it's not weird for me saying this, but I just couldn't stop thinking about you. And honestly, just being on this, on these missions and doing all this stuff, just thinking of you and when we could talk again, and just, it's helped get me through a lot of stuff. So take that as you would. We don't have to really talk about it and get too deep about it. But I just want you to know. So here's this flower.
Thank you.
Hope you don't think it's too much.
No, it means a lot to me.
Okay, cool. Now, I know you didn't give me anything. That's okay. Maybe next time.
Let's get together again tomorrow.
Same time, same place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rezzy comes up to you.
Oh.
Ah, that game you were playing earlier. It looked kind of boring.
Oh, which game?
What is this? She's like holding the paper with the riddle.
Oh, it's like writing puzzles.
Writing?
Yes. Do you know how to write?
No. What's that?
It's taking your language and putting it onto paper so other people can read it later.
Oh.
Later.
Will I lose my voice if I do that?
No, not at all.
What?
No.
Really?
No, watch.
Uh-huh.
Write a sentence.
Wow. Those don't look like anything. Are you drawing?
No, this is common.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And this is elven. Draw some elven.
Oh, wow.
There's different languages. Which languages do you speak?
She speaks common, mm-hmm. And she says a few others. One of them is elven that you recognize. Mm-hmm. Do you speak sylvan?
Yes.
Okay, you recognize that one.
Yes, good.
And she speaks another one.
Unless it's druidic.
Well, when she says it, you need to roll a will save.
Son of a... I don't have a will, so what is it under?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wisdom,
it would be charisma. It would be charisma.
Son of a bitch. Six.
All right. You are frightened. So something about this language, it sounded like some creature from hell is coming out of her mouth and making these noises. It's not something you've ever heard before and something you'd never want to hear again.
Is it scaring me? Or am I running scared? Or what do you mean?
You are sitting there trembling. You can't move any closer to her. She sees that you're afraid.
Oh. Oh. Sorry. What did I say? I'm not sure what you said, but that last language, I don't know what it is. It frightened me.
So I shouldn't draw that one?
Perhaps not.
Okay.
I also couldn't help you with the words. Perhaps we can work on common and maybe elven, and I can teach you the letters.
Sounds like fun. I don't think I'm going to be able to hold the feather, though. It's kind of big.
We'll get you a smaller one.
Oh, okay. I'll go get one. I'll be back.
Not any feather. Oh, that poor bird.
Do you meet with Adeline again, or are you telling them about what you need to get? Are you asking anyone at the university for like a location of one of these things?
That's guts building.
You know what? I have a question. That wording, was it an attack at all? Of some kind of demonic thing? Or just gave me chills?
Oh, roll Arcana or Religion.
Dang. Better off with Arcana.
Okay.
Nope. One.
You're still so shaken.
God. All right.
Was I in the room?
No.
Okay.
Sure, I'll try to meet up with Adeline. I'll go looking in the woods area, wherever he was last.
Yeah, you know where the cave is that he's staying at.
Yes, that's right.
He's getting hit with another pebble.
Damn it!
So what have you learned?
I've learned some of chimeras.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the friendliest of creatures. They could be found anywhere that you would find dragons, for the most part.
At least it's not a dragon.
True, but it has many heads. It's not... Maybe worse. I'm not sure. I've never fought a chimera before.
Well, you and I know a thing or two about tracking. I guess we can start the search near and expand far.
Wherever you are.
True. We could try. Maybe I can find more information. This is information from just the creatures themselves, but not of possible sightings in the area. Perhaps I can try to find something on that as well.
Do you know what sort of footprints would it make? You know, it's a lion.
Like, yeah, the, that's right. I was trying to think of it. So, but its hindquarters are different, though, right?
They're a goat.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would have the markings of a lion and a goat. It has both legs.
And it flies, but...
It can fly, so there could be no markings.
It doesn't leave feathers.
They're dragon wings. And then lion and goat. So, no.
It will be difficult, but perhaps we'll get lucky. You should try to find out more if you can.
I'll see if there's any sightings nearby, or anywhere that they know of.
The other team that they got attacked by, was it dragon or was it like a dragon?
Do you want to ask them?
Well, whenever they said, I thought you said something like a dragon, but not a dragon. So.
Oh, I think they were talking about our.
She said it was scary. She said it wasn't a dragon. Okay. But she was talking to Thane, I think.
Okay.
Like it wasn't a dragon, but mm-hmm. It was
so you
still
can
scary.
Ask her if you want.
I think it was demonic or okay. Something. Well, I'll continue my search and let you know if I find anything.
Okay. Well, Getzbitter does like hunting things.
That's true.
The Beastmaster also could be a possibility.
The one that had Mercury and stuff, I got. Mm-hmm. Let's go see Getzbitter.
Okay.
I'll head to his office, class, wherever he would be, I guess.
Sure. Office at this time. Ah, Elor! What have you turned into lately?
Nothing over the last few days. It's been busy. Lots of classes.
Ah, yes.
I am looking into some more of that. I've been looking into more animals and whatnot, and perhaps ways to better my abilities. One creature I was curious about, because it is multiple animals, was the Chimera. Do you know anything of such a creature?
Yes, I've not gotten to draw one of their bloods yet, but I've been hunting one.
Hunting one?
Yes.
Like nearby?
Yes.
Oh. This is a terrible creature, or is it hard to hunt?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. Well, what do you know of such creatures? And is it, like, how nearby? Is it school in danger?
No. Nothing like that. They, pick off things. The school has too many people together. If you go east, I believe there is where its hunting grounds lie.
Okay.
It's a good week's travel, though.
A week? Mm-hmm. My. You don't know how dangerous they are. Because most of the creatures I've also had to turn into, I've had to see at some point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, dangerous, but like most flying creatures, there's an inherent danger to them unless you have some sort of ranged or some way to ground them. Fortunately, I've always been good with a bow.
Aye, and you have that new one now.
Indeed.
The mighty bow.
Yes, this thing, through its heart... One shot, I think.
Or perhaps if you go hunting for one of these, perhaps I could accompany you.
Indeed. It would be a good field trip.
Yes. I would like that very much.
Okay. I'll try to schedule it. I'll get back to you.
All right. Well, thank you, Professor.
Good. Practice your aim.
I will do what I can.
Mm-hmm. So, was that something you'd be taking them along with you? Like, the entire group, you figure?
Could, yeah.
Okay. So, do you share that with them?
Yeah, sure. Maybe we're back in the bunk, whatever. I talked to the professor. Thane knows I was looking into a creature called a chimera. Mm-hmm. And apparently Professor Gutspiller has been on the work of hunting a creature of such. Perhaps we can have a field trip and help him in the hunt.
Oh.
If you guys are interested in that.
It's like a part of a class?
Be like meat eater.
Yes. Yeah, be kind of like a field trip where we get to journey and practice our craft and whatnot.
Craft killing chimeras.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Now, he did recommend range or ways of stopping this creature as it can fly. So anything you think that could be worthwhile to do such a thing, make sure you have
Torb looks ready. Down, looks at his kit, looks at all this stuff. He's like, can't help it. All
right. Well, we could leave you here, unless you want to come.
Yeah, I do want to come. That's how I get better at throwing javelins.
All right.
I can get some practice with my crossbow.
Maybe you could toss me.
Toss you? Catch it works. Toss if you wish. Perhaps I could turn into like an animal and throw you even further.
You'd be a strong animal.
Yeah, like a bear? Can a bear throw? Never tried to throw anything as a bear.
We should try it.
I know.
We do it right now.
Let's go
outside! I just jump out the window.
Alright, if you want to see the hunt, come back next time.
All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. If you guys enjoyed this, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on this coming out every week. And if you want to see next week's already, head over to Patreon. There is early access available there as well. And don't forget, leave some thoughts in the comments. Let us know what you like the most, maybe what you don't like the most.